were right in bombing this boat, or whether, as Menachem Begin claimed, Begin would always claim that he had permission from Ben-Gurion, that he informed Ben-Gurion that they were landing this ship. Eich shelo yeh, whoever was right or wrong here, the sad story is that this ship was sunk. In June of 1948, the very same month that Al-Lazarov was shot to death, but exactly 15 years later, Avraham Shestovsky was shot to death on the deck of the Altalena, just off the Tel Aviv seacoast, at virtually the same place where Al-Lazarov was shot to death. And like Al-Lazarov, Stavsky was rushed to a Tel Aviv hospital where he died from his wounds. Stavsky's role in Jewish history had run its course. Having presented the historical background, we now turn to Rav Kook's letter, which is what I really want to read with you. So, Naftali, if you could pass it around. As I indicated, the immediate setting of the letter that you're getting now, you're getting the original Hebrew, was that point in time when Rav Kook published his broadside proclaiming Stavsky's innocence. Despite the articles that appeared against Rav Kook in the newspapers, Rav Kook was not deterred by his detractors. But it became obvious that the adulation that was once his was very quickly evaporating. Remember, this is 1933. Rav Kook would die in 1935. It was at the end of his life. He spent his whole life trying to spread Ahavas Eretz Yisrael, Ahavas Yisrael. He tried to bring together the religious and the irreligious Jews in Israel. It was a very difficult task. This man who had once united large segments of Jews in the Yishuv had now become a divisive force in the Yishuv. And an open letter was addressed to Rav Kook by his most ardent supporters, by members of Mizrahi and other parties, warning him that the stance that he had taken in the Al-Lazarov affair, namely his defense of Stavsky, was viewed by many as a political stance. Rav Kook had aligned himself with the Zionist revisionists against the workers of the land of Israel, against the Histadrut and the Mapai party. The wrath of the workers was now turned against Rav Kook and against everything he stood for, namely the synthesis of Torah and Eretz Yisrael. In effect, Rav Kook was about to lose the efforts of a lifetime because of the stance he took in the Al-Lazarov affair. And Rav Kook responded to his admirers and critics in a letter to the editor that was published in a magazine called Ahed, and you have a copy before you. I will read it in English translation. You can follow along in the Hebrew. To the editor. From the depths of my heart, pained by the tribulations of my people, I respond to your letter. I adduce heaven and earth as witness to my unqualified love with all my heart and all my soul of the Jewish nation as a whole and of every Jew, regardless of his political affiliation. For I believe with perfect faith that every Jew is a unique limb, a part of that sacred and awesome body known as Knesset Yisrael, the community of Israel in its fullest sense. Every act and every deed, whether mundane or spiritual, which either directly or indirectly prepares the way for the ingathering of the exiles and the return of Jewish youth to our land, is as dear to me as my own soul. I believe and am certain that even by means of these warring political factions, he means the Zionist revisionists and the Labor Zionist Party, even by means of the